This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Phones off. All your other devices. Yes, we had a spy watch last year, so I'll always say that. Went off. It's my grandson. Okay. With that, we'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Ewing?
Here.
Fegan?
Here.
Frerichs?
Here.
Hager?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Greenfield? Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Before we get down to business, I want to have the pages introduce themselves. And there's something you should know about these pages. South Dakota is the best state in the United States. And these are the best pages in the state of South Dakota right now. So you know what that makes them? The best pages in the United States. So if you'll introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you go, what you're doing, what your future plans are.
I'm Elizabeth Peterson. I'm from Beresford, South Dakota, and I plan on studying political science, pre-law.
I'm Catherine Paulson, and I'm from Clark, and after high school, I'm going to Lake Area in Watertown for dental assisting.
Thank you. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
Motion by Senator Hager and second by Senator Fegan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Nay. Minutes are approved. I want to remind everybody that's going to testify to sign in. I think we know that. No signing, no speaky. With that, are there any personal privileges or any announcements that we need? If not, we will proceed with Senate Bill 1049.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is David Wiest. I'm the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Revenue. And while not a page, what I wanted to be when I grew up is a farmer, but it's nice to hear from the young folks. House Bill 1049 is the annual Department of Revenue bill regarding updating reference dates to the Internal Revenue Code. We do this on an annual basis because many of our programs need to have the most updated version of the Internal Revenue Code for reference purposes. One of the things in this bill that is slightly different than the bill of years past is Section 1 of the bill. And this goes back to a conversation that Mr. Botts and I had probably in December of 2014 on how to write a better bill. And working with Mr. Botts and later with Code Counsel Decker, the key to House Bill 1049 is the first section. What we're going to do is for all of the various provisions in the bill that need a reference to the Internal Revenue Code, we're going to cross-reference them all back to Section 1 of the bill, where we're defining what the Internal Revenue Code is in effect on January 1, 2016. We're also including all of those sections there so everybody knows which sections count and which ones don't and so forth. We think that in the future, when we have to do this, it'll be a simple one-section bill rather than a bill that is, oh golly, what are we up to now? I don't know how many pages. An eight-page bill. So that's the idea, simple, straightforward, updating the Internal Revenue Code as we must, and hopefully we've got a plan now that provides a better system for the future. With that, I would respectfully request that you support House Bill 1049, and I stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reese, and thank you for correcting me that it is a House bill rather than a Senate bill. Are there any questions? Any other proponents? Any other proponents to House Bill 1049? Any opponents? opponents? Hearing none, we will close it to committee discussion and or action. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a simple update of dates. I move to pass.
Second.
Moved by Senator Peterson, seconded by Senator Hager. Do pass on House Bill 1049. Is there any discussion on that motion?
I shouldn't have discussed it.
Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Ewing?
Aye.
Feagin?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye. Having received a majority vote of those present, House Bill 1049, Senator Ewing.
Motion to move House Bill 1050 to the consent calendar.
Motion by Senator Ewing and a second by Senator Hager. Place House Bill 1049. Yeah, none of us got it right yet, so we're good. Yeah, I thought it was a Senate bill. Anyway, to move House Bill 1049 to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. Is there any discussion? Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Now nay. I received a majority vote. Yes, the House Bill 1049 will pass to the Senate floor on the consent calendar.
Move that bill.
Ewing.
Just in case there's any discussion in caucuses on this, Senator Ewing, will you take it? In caucus? Since you're the one that moved it. And Senator Peterson or Senator Frerichs, either way, your caucus is covered. Thank you. Next, we'll bring House Bill number 1050 to the table by the Committee on Taxation, an act to repeal certain obsolete mini-storage tax refund provisions. Any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. David Weiss of the Department of Revenue. House Bill 1050 is a bill to delete language in our code, and here's why the language was put in our code to start with. Back in late 2008, there was a Supreme Court decision regarding mini storage, and the Supreme Court in a 3-2 decision said the state could not tax mini storage. The state Department of Revenue brought a bill in the 2009 session to impose tax on the mini storage. That got nowhere. Eventually, the bill was hoghoused, and the idea was the mini storage folks wanted two sections of the code that would limit the amount of refunds that people could make of the mini storage unit, and also limit the time period for them to make refunds to the Department of Revenue. So the two sections of the bill repealed are no longer necessary because the time periods have since long expired. 1059-42 that we're repealing, that said that any refund to the Department of Revenue after October 1, 2009 is forever barred. We're downrange a long period of time. We don't need that section anymore. By the same token, the second section of the bill required that you made the refund request to the mini storage folks by September 15, 2009. Again, downrange a long ways. These two sections are no longer needed. We might as well repeal them, get them off the books. We don't want to confuse folks. We do not tax mini storage in South Dakota. The aim of the bill is not to do anything other than to get rid of two sections of the code that are no longer necessary. With that, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I respectfully ask your support for House Bill 1050. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Weasel. Are there any other proponents? Any questions? Any opponents to House Bill 1050? Opponents? With that, we will close the meeting to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move do pass.
Second.
Moved by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Hager. Do pass on Senate Bill 1050. Is there any discussion?
Well, Mr. Chair, it is, as he said, I remember the issue. I remembered it vaguely prior to session, and once I got visiting about this, I remembered it pretty well. Just as he said, there was a court case that was handed down. The department came forth with a bill that they sought to essentially change the court ruling, and the tax committee over in the House said, no, that's not happening, and then hogged the bill. This simply gets rid of a statute that's been sunsetted a long time ago, so I would encourage your support. Thanks.
Thank you. We have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 10 or House Bill 1050. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the mini storage wars are over, I guess. As Senator Greenfield, I too was a part of that, and this is a bill that I hope goes on consent, because all we're doing is taking obsolete language out of code.
Thank you. Is there any more discussion? Hearing none, the motion is do pass on House Bill 1050. Secretary, take the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senators Ewing?
Aye.
Feagin?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Unanimous vote.
Having received a unanimous vote, House Bill number 1050 will go to the floor. Do pass.
I'll try this again. Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 1050 be placed on the consent calendar.
Second.
This has been moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Hager. Again, that the House Bill 1050 go to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. Is there any discussion? All those in favor will say aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. House Bill 1050 goes to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. We actually do have some. Is there any discussion or anybody have any comments? I'm just going to keep going here. Okay. We have some other bills here, believe it or not. Yes.
Well.
Yes, right. We have Senate Bill 111. And we have joint resolution number 2. So study those bills up. Is there any discussion on when you'd like to take these? I'd just as soon do them Friday. Anybody got any problems with that? Meet 10 o'clock Friday. All righty, then. That's what we'll do. We'll put that on the agenda, then, Senate Bill 111 and SJR 2 for Friday. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Any complaints by the public?
Move we adjourn?
If not, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Feagin. To adjourn this meeting, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We're adjourned.